joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. You are the first to arrive.
Oh, and I thought I was late. We were looking at Sukkah designs, and time gets away from you when you do a project.
I understand. Anna?
Yes.
I'm going to start just with you. I'm going to do that with these classes on Musar, because otherwise we miss an opportunity of providing for people who listen to the recordings.
Okay. Tony has a procedure shortly, so I'll mute and, you know, do what I can, and then I'll pitch the recording if I miss part of it.
Understood.
They gave him an afternoon appointment, so.
Well, okay,
I'm going to go ahead and mute so that,
understood,
you know, once you get started. And
no,
while he's gone, I'm not going with him, but once he's gone, well, then I'll start working on the Hilulaus, because I'm way behind. And the month's almost over, so
I'll spend my time doing that.
I think I remember doing the month for Elul as well, so double check that. I think it's already done.
Oh, okay, because that's where I was. I usually am 2 months ahead, but I'm just way behind, so but I was going to try to catch Elul with it getting so close, but whatever you've done, I'll go to the next one.
Okay. The handout, in case you want to follow,
yep,
is on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every SM web page, or at the bottom of the page if it's on a mobile device. And when we when the landing page opens up, scroll down to the bottom.
Has joined.
There's a lot of links there, but there's a section in there that talks about Musar and improving your characteristics, your midot. And the first link under that headline is the link to the Tomer Devorah, the palm tree of Devorah. When that page opens up, it opens up to each chapter. And you can either choose to go to chapter one and start at the beginning, but we have already read the first six statements or paragraphs in chapter one. So if you click on, it'll say chapter one on the left, and then it has the numbers out, I believe it's 14. So if you click on number seven, it will open up to chapter one, verse seven. And that's where we will begin.
Okay. I've been keeping up with that, so I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
On my phone. You know, it's on my phone, too. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute. Thank you.
No problem. Lucheni hood good chabri to ishkinte bid hilu urchimu utilu utilu urchimu. Leachta l'shem yud hei bavate. V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu elena ma'asei yadeinu p'nenei elena ma'asei yadeinu p'nenehu. Halo kivar parashnu min komo sheyach sheyesh be'achekal yadua malakim memunim v'kabel gemilut chesed she'adam oseh be'olam azeh v'kasher midat. Adin ha-ketoret al Yisrael Miad otam ha-malakim barim ha-chesed ha-hu V'ha-kadosh baruch hu mirahem al Yisrael mifnei Shehu hafetz v'chesed im hayot Shem Hayavim Im Hem Gomlim Chesed Zelaze Merachem Aleichem Ukbo Shehaya Bizman Hahuri Urban Shene Emar Legabriel El Bainot Lagal gal gomer, kihu sar hadin, vahagvura venatan lo reshut lekabel, koho hadin beinot, lagal gal mitachat, lekaruvim, meeshu hamiz bea, behaya enu, din gurat. Amalhut V'chayachadin mitchazek al shebikash l'kalod ed hakol l'kakeya Beitzatan shel Yisrael mifnei shenitchayvu Elaya utiv v'yer laku lachruvim chtavnit yad adam tachat kanfehem v'haynu she'amar hakadosh baruchu l'gabriel ein gomilim chasadim elu im elu v'af Im heim hayavim nitzolu v'hayalahim sheirit v'hata'am mivne mida zoki hafetz chesed urote b'masha Yisrael gomlim chesed b'yoto Sad miskir lachem im hayot she'enam kasherim b'tzad acher. The sixth, and this is referring to the sixth attribute from Arichantin. For he is one that desires kindness. Did we not already explain in its place that in the known chamber there are angels appointed to receive the bestowing of kindness that a man does in this world? And when the trait of justice prosecutes against Israel, these angels immediately show this kindness. And the Holy One, blessed be He, has mercy upon Israel, since He desires kindness. And even with their being liable, if they bestow kindness, this one to that one, He has mercy upon them. And it is like it was at the time of the destruction of the temple, that it was told to Gabriel, go inside and the wheel work, etc. As he is the minister of judgment and power, and he gave him authority to receive powers of judgment inside the wheelwork from under the cherubs, from the fire of the altar. This is the judgment of the power of kingship, which is Malchut, and the judgment was intensified until it sought to finish everything off, to uproot the seed of Israel, since they were liable for the destruction. And it is written, and by the cherubs there appeared the form of the hand of a man under their wings. And this is meaning that the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Gabriel, they are bestowing acts of kindness, these with those. And even if they are liable, they are saved, and there shall be a remnant from them. And the reason is because of this trait, since he is one who desires kindness. He desires that which Israel does kindness, and he recalls that side for them, even as they are not fitting from another side. Him came to say, there is O Raul Adam. Lehit Naheg Ah Im Ra'a She'adam Oseh Lo Ra'u Makiso Im Yesh Bo Tzad Tova She'meitiv Le'acherim O Midah Tova She'mitahag Kashura Yispik Lo tzad ze levatel, kaso me'alav v'yeirta. Libo imo v'yachpots, kesed v'yomar, Dei liebe Tova, Zosha Yesh, Lo Ekal Shekin, Veishto Kid Perosh, Kid Pefer Shau, Rabotenu Zikronam Livracha, Yenu Shem Gad Lot, Et Benenu Matzilot, Utanu Min Hahe, Ach Yomar Al Kol Adam, Veili Bitova Peluonit, Sheasa Li O Sheasa, In Peloni. O midato vapeloni, sheyesh lo yihye, chafetz chesed. If so, it is fitting for a person to practice this approach. If he sees a person doing evil to him and angering him, if there is a good side to that person, then he does good to others, or has a good trait that he practices appropriately. That side should suffice for him to nullify his anger from upon himself, and his heart should be appeased about him, and he should desire kindness and say, it is enough for me with this goodness that he has, and all the more so is this the case with his wife, as our rabbis have explained. It is enough that they raise our children and save us from sin. So should he say about every person, it is enough for me with this goodness that he did for me, or that he did with Y, another person, or with the good trait Z that he has, he will hence be desiring kindness. If there are any questions, if not, I'll go on to verse 8. Yashuv Yerachameinu, Hine en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitnaheg Midat Basar v'dam she'im hakiso, chaveiro k'shehu, mitratze imo, mitratze be'at, lo ka'ahava, v'kodemet, avalim hatadam, v'asa teshuva, malato, Yoter Gedola Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hainu B'Makom Shebaalei Teshuvah Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yikolin Li'amud V'Hatam Kid Parshu Beferek Haboneh Befaneinu Hu Bimnachot Beinyan Heilama Hi Asuya Hi Aksadra Shekal Arotelet Meolamo Yetze Beirushalam Nivra Bashem V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara HaOlam V'Toach V'Tzad Hara V'HaChet Lirvacha Ein Tzad She'ein Homer V'Yetzer Hara Uvgam Kamin Ak sadra eno baal gedarim ela pirta gedola beruta letad hara letad mata Call me Shayerza. Latsates me olamo. Kama pidhin lo. Lo yifed latsad shelo. Im tzad het ve'aon. Likanes el hachitzonim. Vehi betucha. Mil malashim yashu. Yekabeluhu, v'hikshu ulhadruhu, v'haylo mistataya, milta ratsu, dik, batse shehashav, bishuva lo yispik, lo sheyihye nikdar. Ve'aon kegneger ha-tzadikim mifnei, she-ha-tzadikim shelo chatu, gada-gader me'at yastik aleihem, amnam ha-chote, she-chata v'shavlo, yastik lo gader, Me'at ela tzarich l'hadir atzmo kama gedarim tzkashim mifnei she'oto ha-gadoer ha-mnat givar na-nifrat ba-machat Im yitkarev, sham bakal, yifatehu, yitro ela, tarich lehitrachek, terhek gadol, meod laza, lo yifanes, derech, pachat, pach sadra, Shehapir tzashem, shamela yitale, v'yikanes derech patah. Sarvia sekamatzarot, v'sigufim v'yatzmo, v'yistom hapratzot. The seventh attribute. He will again have mercy on us. Behold, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not follow the trait of flesh and blood. That trait is that if someone angers Him, if He is appeased from Him, He is a little appeased, but not like the previous love He had for Him. But if a person sinned to Hashem and he repents, his stature is greater with the Holy One, blessed be He, than before. And this is the meaning of, in the place that a penitent stands, even completely righteous ones cannot stand. And the reason is like they explained in the chapter entitled Habone. It is a menachot in our text, regarding why the letter He is made like a portico, such that the one that wants to exit from his world may exit. The explanation is that the world was created with a hey, and the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world widely open to the side of evil and sin. There is no side that does not have physicality, the evil impulse and defect, like a type of portico. It does not have fences, but rather has a large breach open towards the side of evil, the left side. To the bottom side as well. How many openings are there for anyone who wants to exit from his world? He cannot turn us to a side that he will not find a side of sin and iniquity to go out to the external forces, the chitzonim. But it is also open from above so that if he repents, he will be accepted. And they asked, let him be taken back through the bottom. And they answered, the matter will not help. They meant with this that one who repents will not suffice to be fenced from iniquity with a fence like the fence of the righteous ones that did not sin. A small fence suffices for them. However, a small fence will not suffice for the sinner that sinned and repented. Rather, he needs to fence himself with several difficult fences, since he already breached the small fence once. If he approaches there, his impulse seduces him easily. Rather, he needs to distance himself with a very great distancing. And for this reason, he does not enter through the opening of the portico, where the breach is there. Rather, he ascends and enters through the small opening, such that he makes several difficulties and mortifications for himself, and thereby closes the breaches. Umitam ze b'makom sheba'ale teshuva omdim v'gomer mifne shelo nikenesu derech patach ha-tzadikim kedei she'iyu im ha-tzadikim ela nitztaru V'alu derech patach v'elyon v'sifu atman v'nivdilu min ha'et yoter v'yoter min ha'tzadikim lekach alav v'yamdu v'madraga Hashem hekol Kamishi shebegan Eden v'hayud v'haynu gag ha-hey v'tzadikim b'petach ha-hey b'kpnei sad ha-aksadra v'lazek asher hadam Yase teshuva dehainu tachu Hashem el mekoma deyachzir akadosh baruchu shekinato alav eino shav keahava arishona bilvad ela yoter Ayoter v'heinu Yashuv yirachameinu Sheyosef rachamin LeYisrael v'titach nem v'gar bet Yoter And for this reason, in the place that penitents stand, etc., because they do not enter through the opening of the righteous ones, so that they will be worth be with the righteous ones. Rather, they trudge and climb through the higher opening and mortify themselves and become much more separated from sin than the righteous ones. Hence, they climbed and stood on the level of hay, the garden, the numerical equivalent of which is five, the fifth chamber in the Garden of Eden, which is the roof of the hay, whereas the righteous ones are at the opening of the hay, at the entrance of the portico. And accordingly, when a person undergoes repentance, teshuvah, which is that that hay returns, meaning that tashuv return the hay to its place, and the Holy One, blessed be He, brings back His presence upon him. He does not come back with a love, only like the first love, but rather much more. And this is the meaning of, he will again have mercy on us, that he will add to his mercy on Israel and refine them more and bring them closer. Vikasadam sarish mahit maheg. Im chavero lo yihye notereva. Mehakas. Akode melakashe yire. She chavero mi vakesh. Achavato yihye lo memad rages. Rachamim v'achava yoter, v'yoter mikodem v'yomar hare. Uli b'kevale, teshuva she'en tzadikim. Imorim yikolim, le'amod ha'etzlam. V'yikar v'tachlit. Urava yoter mikma. Shem karev otam shehem tzadikim gemurim. Imo shelo hadu etzlo. And so must the person act toward his fellow. He should not begrudge enmity from the earlier anger, but rather when he sees that his fellow seeks his love, he should have a level of mercy and love that is much more than before. And he should say, behold, for me he is like the penitents, that the completely righteous cannot stand next to them. And he should bring him the closet closest, closer than he brings those that are completely righteous with him, that have not sinned towards him. Does anyone have any questions on the eighth paragraph? We're moving on to chapter 1, verse 9. Ikbo shaun onotenu Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitahegim Yisrael Midazo vehi sokvishat Heawon ki chine Hamitzot ki kiporachat Ala tad neitza uvokeya. We ole ad ein hachli liknos lifanav itbarach amranam. Haun wonot ein lachem kenisa shem. Ketva vela kogsham shelo yikansu kadikiv lo yagurcha ra lo yagur bim gurcha raim kenen hal heawon nikdas panima. Umitam zezakar mitzvah, behayalmaleka, mifneshehem lefanav, yitzpara, behaech, yitain lo mima, shelfanav, sakaruchani, paolam gashmi, Vacharei kol ha'olam, eino kedai l'mitzvah achat, ulkorat ruach asher lefanav, umita'am ze lo yikach, shohad shel mitzvot. Am mashal baze ein hakadosh, Baruch Hu Omer Asa Arbanim mitzvot be'aser, averot nisharu, shelavshim mitzvot be'yelku, eser be'eser chas v'shalom, elafilu, tzadik gamur, v'yasa, avarachat domeh, lefanav keilu, saraf et ha-Torah, ad she-yaratza, chovo v'achar, kach yekabel sakar, kol mitzvotav b'zeh chesed, gadol she'aseh, akadosh baruch hu, im ha-tzadik, הצדיקים שאינו בנקה מפני שהמצוות השוות מאוד ומתעלות עד לפניו יתברך והאיך ינקה מהן בשביל העברות כי סקר העבירה ומחלק אגי הינום מהניזה והמצוות זכרם מהנקבד זין שכינה האיך ינקה אלו בצד אלו אלה הקדוש ברוך הוא גובר חובי עבירות ומשקיר זכר כל המצוות והיינו יכבוש ציונותינו שאין העוונות מתגברים לפניו כמצוות אלא כובש אותם שלא יתעלו ולא יתכנסו עם היות שהוא משפיע על דרכי איש הטוב והרע עם כל זה הטוב אינו כושיו אלא אורח ועולה עד לימוד ונקלל מצווה במצווה ונבנה ממנו מניין ובוש תקבד ועוונות אין לכם סגולה זו אלא כובש אותם שלא יצליחו הצלחה זו ולא יכנסו בנימה. The eighth attribute, he suppresses our iniquities. Behold, the Holy One, blessed be he, acts with Israel with this trait, and that is the secret of the suppression of iniquities. As behold the mitzvot, it is like when it blossoms, its bud arises. And it pierces and climbs until no end, to enter in front of him, may he be blessed. But the iniquities, however, do not have passage there. Hashem forbid. Rather, he suppresses them such that they not enter. As it is written, evil does not dwell with you. The word is yigurcha. Evil shall not dwell in your domicile, migurcha. If so, the iniquity does not enter inside. And from this reason, there is no reward for a mitzvah in this world. As the mitzvot are in front of him, may he be blessed. And how can he give them from that which is in front of him, a spiritual reward in the world that is physical? And behold, the entire world is not worth one mitzvah. And the satisfaction from it in front of him. And for this reason, he does not take the bribe of mitzvot. The metaphor through this is that the Holy One, blessed be he, does not say he did 40 mitzvot and 10 sins, and there remain 30, and the other 10 go away with the 10. Hashem forbid. Rather, even if he was a completely righteous one, and he committed one sin, it is similar in front of him, as if he burned the entire Torah, until he satisfies his debt. And afterwards, he can receive the reward for all of his mitzvot. And this is a great kindness that the Holy One, blessed be he, does with the righteous ones, that he does not reduce the reward. As the mitzvot are very important and climb until they reach in front of him, and may he be blessed. And how could he reduce from them on account of sins, as the repayment of the sins is from the share of Gehinnom, from that which is disdained, whereas the reward of the mitzvot is from the honor, the radiance of the divine presence. How could these be reduced on account of those? Rather, the Holy One, blessed be he, collects the debt of the sins and pays the reward of all of the mitzvot. And this is the meaning of he suppresses our iniquities, that the iniquities do not intensify in front of him, like the mitzvot. Rather, he suppresses them, that they should not rise and not enter, even as he is supervising over the ways of a man, good and bad. But nonetheless, he does not suppress the good, but rather it blossoms and climbs until it grows very much. And so one mitzvah is grouped together with another mitzvah, and a great edifice is built, and a fine suit is formed. But iniquities do not have this special quality, but he rather suppresses them, that they should not have this success and not enter inside, in front of him. Ach mida zo sarich adam lehitnaheg ashelo yikosh tovat haveiro vayizkor rato shek malahu ela adraba yikosh heira veishkahehu veyasnihehu Willo yagur bim guro, rabati atova, sedura tamid, lifana vayizkor lo patova, vayigbir lo alko hamasim, sheasa lo yelo yedaka. Libo viomar ima sali tova are asali ra'a v'yishkacha tova lo yase ken ela v'ra'a yitratze kol derech ritzu she yukal ha'a tova al v'yaskinicha Leolam mi bein einav yalim eino min hara'a kol ba sheyokal kaderech shehakadosh baruch hu kovesh avonot kitfei rashtai. A man needs to also practice this trait. To not suppress the good of his fellow and remember his evil that he did to him. Rather, just the opposite. He should suppress the evil, forget it, and neglect it. And evil shall not dwell in his domicile. And the good should always be ordered in front of him. and he should remember his fellow's good, and he should intensify it over all of the deeds that he has done to him. And he should not reduce that as in his heart and say, if he did me good, behold, he also did me evil, and forget the good. He should not do this. Rather, he should be appeased in any way of appeasement possible. And he should never neglect the good from it being between his eyes and avert his eyes from the evil as much as he can. In the way that the Holy One, blessed be he, suppresses his iniquities, as I have explained. Are there any questions for verse 9? This is the end of our class today. We have two classes later in the day. We have a deep Zohar, where we will continue our study of section 19 of the Sulam commentary on the Parasha of Vayera. In our 7 o'clock class, we will continue reading with chapter 1, verse 10, in the Tomer Devorah, the palm tree of Devorah, by the Ramchal. Shalom Gadol, shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.